The U.S. speed skating team has a shot at redemption this Saturday night when the women line up for the 3,000-meter race at the Pyeongchang Winter Games. The 2014 Games in Sochi, they were a disaster for American speed skaters who were shut out of the medal count.
Another disappointing day for speed skating for the United States, matching a disappointing Games. The first time in 30 years that the U.S. has not won a medal in speed skating.
The U.S. speed skating team trying to make sense out of why its heavily favored skaters are finishing so poorly in the Games. And a suspect is emerging, the high-tech racing suits made by Under Armour.
Yes, the suit took the early blame, but then a post-Olympic review by the U.S. team showed the problem was actually the skaters weren't as good as everyone told them they were. And Under Armour doubled down on its commitment to them. Clay Dean helped design the new suit they'll be wearing this year. He's Under Armour's chief innovation officer. And Clay, the last game's Mach 39 suit was called the fastest ever designed. It was vindicated by the studies, but was there still something you wanted to prove?
You bet. We had things to prove and to come back and a little bit of redemption of our technical capability and to prove that that we do indeed create and innovate and design great equipment.
We'll talk about this year's suit. Last time there was a vent, some of the athletes complained that the vent that went down the back that was supposed to let their bodies breathe a little bit was actually letting air in. This year, no vent and three fabrics. Talk about the fabrics and how they're stitched together.
I think the vent, you know, whether the vent was an issue or not, I think sometimes psychologically those things play into it. We think venting the body is still important, and our materials do breathe, which is important. And you're exactly right. There's three different types of material on the uniform. So when you see them in the games, you'll see different colors. So the main body of the suit is a dark blue color, and we call that Aeroprint. It's about three different layers, polyurethane on the outside, and it does create a little bit of a dimpled look on the surface when you see it. There's white material, which you see on the arms and the legs, and that is what we call H1, and that's a proprietary material that we've developed here at Under Armour. It's amazing. When you look at all the materials used, we looked at about 100 different materials in about 250 different configurations that we tested on the athletes, tested in the wind tunnel, to try to get the best combination of flow, comfort, movement, and speed.
Well, and talk about it's an asymmetrical design. The seaming runs differently than, you know, normally we think of a seam that goes, let's say, from under your arm down to your ankle. Talk about the seaming.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest innovations in the suit is really the configuration of the suit itself and how it's actually built. We started to look at how was the athlete in motion? Where did he spend the most of his time? And when you look at a speed skater, they're leaning forward and they're leaning to the left, and that's about 80% of the time that they're on the ice. And so we designed a suit that when they're leaned forward and leaning to the left, that was the most comfortable configuration in the suit. Hmm. Quite honestly, when you stand up straight in the suit, which is how traditionally everything is fit, that's probably not the most comfortable position to wear the suit. But down low to the left, that's where the suit fits you perfectly. So the right leg is a little bit longer in terms of its material. The seaming, so when we look at around the waistband, you'll see a rise from left to right. So it actually doesn't pull or tug on the body. The suit is really cut and designed with all of its seaming down the legs to enable the right over left movement of the leg as he's skating and powering away. So it really, for us, makes us look at other sports in the same way of how would we maximize the athlete's movement.
Look, it's so fascinating to see how much Under Armour is involved with this team, and I'm presuming other sponsors do this as well. But Under Armour also paid for a German cyclist who competed in the Tour de France to lead brutal bike workouts for speed skaters. They brought in, I think, a Tai Chi expert, a former Navy SEAL to lead team building activities. But when it comes to the suits, do you worry about part of this is psychological? And the athletes might think that just by putting on this magical suit, it's going to make them win. I mean, how do you deal with the psychology of first overcoming that the suits didn't make them win 4 years ago, and then pulling back on letting them think that it's going to be the suit that makes them win this time?
So that's a good question. I think when we look at the total activity, the things that you mentioned, the speed skaters have actually been skating in our suits and iterating with them for about a year. So they're familiar with what the suits can do. And what we've been able to do is to constantly fine-tune, iterate. So the suits that they're going to skate with in the Olympics this week, really, they're very familiar with. They've been skating with them in the World Finals and the World Championships. They've been winning medals. We think they're perhaps more comfortable than they've ever been with a suit before, and that helps the psyche of the athlete.
Well, best of luck to you and them this weekend.
Thank you so much. We're really excited to watch. Competition is why we exist. We think we've given them some pretty awesome equipment.
We wish you no wardrobe malfunctions.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Clay Dean, Under Armour's Chief Innovation Officer ahead of the Games in Pyeongchang. Clay, thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.